Well, this past weekend, there were some college football. Some of the major teams played. The University of New Hampshire opens up this Thursday, and they open up against Monmouth Thursday night home game at Wildcat Stadium, 7 o'clock kickoff. And joining me this morning is head coach Rick Santos joins us to talk a little bit about the UNH game on Thursday night and the program in general. They've been practicing for a few weeks now, getting set for the home opener. 11 games. Rick Santos joins us. Rick, good to have you with us. Welcome to the program this morning.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity.
So I got to ask you, how does it feel? You were a graduate in 2008, which doesn't seem like a long time ago, 14 years ago, and now you're head coach of your alma mater. How does that feel? What does that feel like for you?
A lot of hard work and preparation kind of led up to this moment. But I'm truly blessed and extremely grateful for this opportunity. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Sean McDonald and some of the other great leaders and mentors and coaches that I had here when I was a student athlete at UNH. We've always preached, brotherhood, and we take care of our own. So he gave me my first, Coach Mack gave me my first opportunity, and I've worked my way up ever since.
Let me ask you, what have you changed any things as far as philosophy of the sport itself at UNH since Sean retired last year?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you always want to make sure that, you put your own little spin on it, but we also didn't want to lose our identity and our foundation, which is toughness and some of the things that we've done in the offseason, how we practice and get our guys, physically and mentally prepared. So, we definitely tweaked a few things in terms of the offseason protocols. We moved up some of the things so we could have a few extra weeks lifting on the back end, given our coach. We made a huge emphasis on recruiting in terms of our staff, getting on the road, utilizing all the days in the spring. And then we moved the training sessions in the summer from the evenings to the mornings so we can gain some extra time because the NCAA granted us a few extra hours a week where we can now, work with the student athletes. And then in season, we tweaked a few things on how we practice as well.
Coming up is opening night, Thursday night. It's right around the corner. It's here, Thursday night against Monmouth. You've got 11 games on the schedule, of course, mid-schedule. It's with interstate rival Dartmouth. And then, of course, you end with the longtime rival University of Maine up in Orono this year at Alfonda Stadium there. How difficult is this schedule for UNH looking for you, or how easy is it, or how prepared do you think the schedule is for your team this year?
I think there's always so much parity in this conference. It's one of the best at FCS. There's no easy wins on the schedule. Every single week, you're going to be battle tested. You better bring your best game if you want to have the ability to come out on top. And then I think obviously it always starts with the next one. We've always coined the phrase, the game that we're playing is the biggest because it's the next one, and that we're always singular focused on our next opponent, right? And that happens to be Monmouth, and they're a very tough football team. It'd be the first opportunity to play a CAA game coming into our conference. They've won the Big South 4 out of the last 7 years, so extremely well coached team. Coach Kevin Callahan has been there for 3 decades and has seen them, from the Division II level to the Division I level. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to be physical. They're going to fly around. So we need to match their intensity in the opener.
And, of course, obviously your athletes are looking forward to every game, but I guess the games against Dartmouth and the final game in November 19th against Maine, those are always special games. Those are always rivalry games. And there's got to be a little bit more emotion sometimes. I know there's emotion on every single game, but when you play Dartmouth and you would play Maine, I guess there's a little bit more heightened emotion for those games, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree upon that. I mean, we always work hard to stay in the moment and stay singular focused on the next game. But I think anytime you get to play an in-state rival like Dartmouth, it's always exciting for our fan base and everybody in the state and in particular. I think the Ivy League in general over the last 5 or 6 years has got, exponentially better. Me coaching in that conference at Columbia, I understand how dynamic Dartmouth is, and Buddy Tevens is a heck of a football coach. And then obviously the last one kind of takes care of itself. You don't need to get the guys motivated for Maine week. They're always been our biggest rival. We love that it's the end of the year. It's the last game. Nearly every year there's playoff implications on the line for one team or the other. That one's going to take care of itself. It's for the musket. Obviously Maine got us last year, so there's something missing from our locker room.
Talk about the CAA conference that UNH is in. It's become a tough conference these last few years.
No, it really has. And I think, Joey D'Antoni, our commissioner, has done a phenomenal job of always seeking out, the best talent and programs and universities that kind of fit our mission and what we're all about. So bringing in a team like Monmouth, bringing in a team like North Carolina, A&T, and then Hampton, I think those three schools are going to fit our conference perfectly. And now we have a good balance between some prominent teams in the north and some really dynamic teams in the south. you know, and it gives you the opportunity to have a regional-based schedule for the lion's share of your conference, but then also, you know, three or four games where you get to travel and get some different areas of the country. So, yeah, I think it's a really well-coached team. I think it's a really well-coached conference. I think it's a conference every single year that whoever wins that is going to be national championship contender. And, you know, we hope to get back to be one of those teams.
It sounds good. It looks like a very, very interesting and very competitive schedule, as you say. You open up Thursday night under the lights at Wildcat Stadium, and tickets are available for everybody. The students will be back on campus. It should be a lot of fun. Should be very exciting. September 1st, opening night for UNH football for 2022-2023. Should be a very interesting season. Rick Santos, my guest. He's the head coach. His first full season as official head coach. Of course, he's been interim coach. He's been offensive coaches as well. He's done a great job. And, of course, he holds most of the record, the offensive records in UNH football, which is pretty amazing. And doesn't seem so long ago, does it, for you, 2008 when you graduated?
It doesn't. But then at the same time, Mike, we're looking at our roster. And when our senior class, you know, the super seniors who have the extra year of eligibility with COVID, there's like five or six of them. When they graduate this year, we're going to have zero student athletes on the roster that were born in the 90s, to put it into perspective. So it actually was a few decades ago. But no, I'm really blessed to have that opportunity to play here and understand the expectations of what a student athlete and what a UNH man is all about. So now I'm tasked with this great ability to lead these young men.
I'm sure you'll do a wonderful job. You've got a great philosophy, you've got great athletic ability, and you've got great students playing football this year for the University of New Hampshire. First game, September 1st, this Thursday, under the lights, 7 o'clock against Monmouth at Wildcat Stadium. Rick Santos, head coach of UNH football. Have a great season, my friend, and we'll talk down the road. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it. Look forward to catching up again soon.